History in an Hour. D-Day by Rupert Colley. Read by Jonathan Keeble. Introduction. D-Day, the 6th of June 1944, was a date that altered the course of history. The invasion of occupied France by Allied forces, codenamed Operation Overlord, had been years in the planning and subject to the utmost secrecy. The Germans knew that an attack would come, but when and where was the subject of much speculation for Adolf Hitler and his generals. For the operation to succeed, it was vital for the Allies to maximize the element of surprise. The Allied commanders, planning the assault, could not allow the enemy to meet the attack in strength at the very moment it was at its most vulnerable, the time it took to land troops on the beaches of Normandy. The stakes could not have been higher. The liberation of Western Europe from the occupying forces of Nazi Germany, ahead of an assault on Germany itself, and, ultimately, the defeat of Hitler. In order to trick the Germans into believing the invasion would take place elsewhere, the Allies embarked on an elaborate campaign of deception. The ruse worked, and on D-Day, 156,000 Allied troops managed to land along a 50-mile stretch of Normandy coastline. It was vital also to maintain the deception even after D-Day, to oblige Hitler into keeping much of his force back in preparation for a possible assault elsewhere. D-Day was, for the Germans, the beginning of the end. Now the prospect of liberation from Nazi rule was within reach. The 6th of June was the day that millions of people across occupied Europe had hoped and waited for. Among them was a 14-year-old Anne Frank.